Rock Solid Radio wants to thank Maxwell Construction, who has been our sponsor since the very beginning. For over 30 years, Maxwell has delivered the highest quality projects by holding to their core values of customer satisfaction, positive attitude, respect, and excellence. So if you have any kind of commercial construction need, give Maxwell Construction a call today at 812-537-2200. Welcome to Rock Solid Radio. I'm Linda Hutchinson, and I am here with my better half, my amazing husband, Merle. What are you laughing at?
We need a new intro.
Well, you know, okay. How are you doing today, babe?
I'm good. I'm really good because those stupid election ads, for the most part, are done. We are,
yes.
I say for the most part because now we still have some runoff battles going on. And it may not be completely over, but
yeah, I love my country, but I did not, I don't care for the election time.
And, yeah, the process itself is just so stupid.
It is good to see more people out voting, though. I'm glad to see that. I've never really had to wait in lines before. And St. Leon, Indiana.
Well, I shouldn't say the process is stupid. The process is not stupid. It is the methodology that our elected officials often use with the mudslinging and the ads. It is so ridiculous. Just talk about what you're going to do. Stop talking about the other guy.
Let's get back to it. It's November is National Gratitude Month, and so I got to just pull my mug back out. Start each day with a thankful, grateful heart.
Hang on. What's there that you say go. On there?
What?
I thought that was an October mug. Are you sure that works?
No, it's you know, the month of Thanksgiving, so yes.
Well, I've got something better.
What?
Instead of talking about elections, let's talk about sex.
Oh, gosh.
What do you think? What do you think?
We
what
just
think?
Trying to get people's attention or
got
what?
It, didn't I? I just grabbed your eyeballs right there.
Oh, yes. I'm trying to avoid the subject because it's, whew. You know, as we
come on, you have to be a player here. You've got to be a player.
As we were writing the show and talking about the show and researching the show, honestly, this has been a show we've been in the making for a long time. And man, you could talk about this subject all day long. Mm. Even teens and sex, which is really the point we're getting to today, and the emotional devastation that occurs when we expose our children to what they're not ready to handle. That's really kind of what we're talking about today, whether you're a believer or not. And I just want to say that right off the bat, because there'd be some people who'd be tempted to turn our show off, like, oh, those are just Christians talking. Oh, I don't believe this Jesus stuff, or I don't really believe God's word. I think it was just a book written to keep us all miserable. Like, there's a lot of people out there who don't adhere to that. We are even talking to you today, that there is a really an emotional toll that you've got to understand with your teens and sex.
So we're not talking about anything fun with sex. You just took it into a dark subject.
We're talking about how sex is intended and what it's happening today.
Yeah, let's get into that a little bit. We're going to thank our sponsors and all that sort of thing. But this is a parenting show as much as anything. And we're going to actually walk through not so much like a bunch of statistics about what we see out there with teens and sex, but we're going to talk about what we see that comes in our office and just the implications that come from teenagers and sex, but then also what is our role as parents. And because our teens don't just do this on their own, there's something going on in the parenting realm. And if we don't own that, then we go, well, I don't know, this is just what the kids do today. So, which is a pretty helpless place to be if you're allowing the world to raise your kids. So before we go there, let's thank our sponsors. We want to thank Maxwell Construction and Casey's Outdoor Solutions for sponsoring the Rock Solid Radio. I almost said Strong Dads. The Rock Solid Radio program. Also, just for the folks of Maxwell and Casey, who also just support our ministry and our messaging. So we just thank them for that. Hunt, tell them a little bit about our marriage program that we have going on these days.
Yeah, so Rock Solid Marriage is our online couple coaching program that we have. We've written, we've recorded, and we use in our office. But it is a 10-week 7-step program that we've written, and we would love for you to take a part of it. So if the show kind of causes dissension and division between you and your spouse, then this would be a great program to kind of do as a next step for you guys to get on that same page, to get united into what is your morals and values? What are you building your marriage and your family on? Is it something that is unshakable, or is it a little bit unsteady?
Yeah, yeah. So let us know if we can help you. You can call the office at 812-576-7625. Go onto our website, rocksolidfamilies.org, and you can see different glimpses of that and just other work that we're doing. So, okay, let's get into the background. The background is simply this, in kind of a nutshell. We're going to lean more towards this sex conversation with teens, but it's really going to spread way out beyond that, because actually it's... we're talking about more implications of what happens to our kids and what the some of the results are, okay? And so on a regular basis, hon, you and I see, and I'm going to say more you than me because of the girls and young ladies that you deal with, that they come in and they are in over their head in emotional trauma. Yeah. And they're overwhelmed, they're hurting, and lots of different decisions are being made that are not necessarily good long-term decisions because they find themselves backed into a corner. And so what we're going to be talking about is, how did this happen? What the heck is going on here? And you and I, again, we're like the emergency room. We're going to try to help them through that particular situation.
Right.
But it would be so much better for them and us as a society if we knew a little bit more of how to prevent some of these things.
Yeah, and let's make it very clear. When we talk about prevention, we're not talking about throwing your child a condom or taking them to the doctor to get birth control.
Right.
That's not going to protect them from the emotional trauma that they are about ready, the emotional train wreck that they're about ready to face when they're ill-equipped to handle what you've allowed them. And again, we know kids have, I mean, we were teenagers once. We know they have urges. They have ideas of what's okay and what's not okay. And they're feeling that pressure every day from just coming across their phone, not to mention their school and friendships. And so we understand the pressure that our kids are under. We understand that the pressure you are under as parents, but we're saying, and we're, like you said, this is a parenting show. We know there's not going to be 12, 13, 14 year olds listening to this learning, how do I have safe sex? Like, that's not what we're talking about today, but we are saying, please, there is an emotional train wreck ahead if we don't get this right as parents.
Yeah. So kind of the back end story to this is, we're actually going to talk more about preparing and educating your kids about their emotional stability and fragility, because that's where the damage actually really comes to be. Yes, we could have kids that get pregnant and STDs and all these things, but it is the emotional damage that is often done that will impact them for a lifetime. Okay. Yeah. And that's where the scars and the wounds come from.
Yeah.
So the question really more is, you know, you raise your kids to be strong in so many other ways. You give them education to get into colleges. You send them to special physical trainers so that they can make the ball team. You know, you do all of these different things. Maybe you even send your kid to church, okay, so that he learns about Jesus. But are you teaching your kid about emotional fragility and stability?
Yeah.
Because I think we just overlook it, and then we wonder why our teenage girl or boy are coming in and they are like, and we sometimes minimize it, like, oh my gosh, they broke up with their girlfriend or their boyfriend, and now they're losing their mind. But the idea is, how did they get in that position, and is there something that we could have done as parents earlier that would have set them up for a greater chance of success?
And we are talking specifically about sex, but you're right, honey, it can go into other areas as well. But sex has been so over, we've become such an over-sexualized culture today. And we have really minimized the damage and the responsibility of not just safe sex, but healthy sex, and healthy sex inside of marriage, the way God intended it to be. And, you know, we could sit here and rattle off all kinds of, I can't say that word,
statistics,
but we are coming from a place on mm-hmm. that you and I have worked with teens, worked with young adults, worked with kids for over 35 years each. You and I both taught junior high and high school students. You and I both coached junior high and high school students. We have counseled junior high and high school students. We have high school and junior high mm-hmm. students. Well, not junior high anymore, but we have five children and they've all gone through, you know, these teenage years. And so we have been where you are. If you are a parent at all of any age child, we have been there and we have worked with children of your age. And so we are coming from a very practical point of view where we are giving you real life hands-on help on how to handle what our world is just throwing at us is okay and it's fun and you don't have to worry about it. And we got to wake up and see there's so much at risk and at stake here.
Yeah, let's talk about the emotional side a little bit, especially mm-hmm. with our teens. Our teens are not often educated and equipped to know what happens. Hmm. They experience some of this. Like we actually experienced this in second grade a little bit, but I saw it all the time at the elementary school in third, fourth, fifth grade, where all of a sudden friendships would blow up. Mm-hmm. And especially with the little girls, they would come in and they'd already be starting these little backbiting things. Mm-hmm. And it would come down to the idea of, well, we used to be friends, but now we're not friends. And now basically we're hurt. Okay. Yeah. And parents don't put words to this, but basically to be a friend, you actually give a little bit of yourself to another person. Mm-hmm. Okay. You're like, here, you know, we become, and they'll use, you're my best
BFF.
You're BFF, my best right? friend. Okay. Yeah. That means I'm letting you in very tight to my inner mm-hmm. circle. Okay. That means I'm giving you a little piece of me and my heart. Mm-hmm. The words that you say have a little bit more impact mm-hmm. than the person I don't even know on the street. And so we don't use that sort of conversation and mm-hmm. terminology with our kids, but that's essentially what getting a friend is about. Yeah. Okay. And we don't always do a good job of saying, well, what if it goes south? Mm-hmm. What if it doesn't work well? All right. Yeah. And so the next thing you know, we have our teenagers and they're starting to go a little bit deeper in these relationships. Mm-hmm. And maybe we have our young daughter who is saying that they're interested in a boy. And hon, we are as guilty as any parent. We have fun with it. Mm-hmm. Well, is he cute?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Is
are you
boyfriend?
Talking to
yeah.
him?
Yeah.
You know, and we are as guilty as anyone because, you know, we've had a good relationship. We love people. We have we see the good in potential mm-hmm. relationships, but maybe we have not slowed down to say, okay, well, I'm okay with the idea mm-hmm. that you have an interest in another person, but you need to know the cost and yes. risk benefit here.
Yeah. And I always tell it, and I say this to my clients, whether they're teenagers, little kids, or adults, like who is in your yard? Your yard is a metaphor for your heart, your mind. And we've talked about it before in other shows. And so who are you allowing in your yard? And those are people you trust in. Those are people mm-hmm. you listen to. Those are the people you lean on. And so, as you said, we start to let people in our yard and then they're trashing it or they're hurting us. And so we have to help our kids navigate this at a very early age about how do we kick people out of our yard mm-hmm. and not just let them trash our yard
yeah.
and our
yeah.
life.
So here are some things that us as parents, we oftentimes do, and that is we make huge assumptions. We quickly allow the world to just do what the world does. And so we sort of come to these understandings of, well, I guess everyone's doing it. Mm-hmm. Our parents did it. Okay, I guess everyone's doing it. It's no different than with the cell phone, right? The reason why most kids have a cell phone is because all the other kids have cell phones. At
right.
least that's
parents
what they
feel this guilt.
Yeah, and so everybody else is doing mm-hmm. it. And so the idea here is, okay, where are you getting your information from as a mm-hmm. parent? And who's ultimately educating your kids? And so I don't want to get into a blame game because at the end of the day, mm-hmm. this is our responsibility as parents. But look at how we have given permission to other entities to basically emotionally damage our kids. Look at Hollywood, all right? I'll say Hollywood, but I'll also roll right into that nowadays. YouTube, social media, all
yeah.
of them.
Influencers.
Yeah, influencers. Okay, so these people are now, like, you can't find a good movie. I'll call that yeah. a good movie. That's not either shooting people, using crazy drugs, or having sex out of marriage. You don't see people having sex that are married.
That doesn't sell.
So we're talking about big ticket items. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about basically Just exploiting emotional drama because it sells tickets and you become desensitized to it. And so your kids kind of think it's like, well, if we shoot somebody, you know, it's not as big of a deal. Oh, well, if you have sex with somebody, it's not as big of a deal because they have grown up with it. But we as parents, we were the ones who also just said, yeah, well, I guess this is what it is.
Yeah. The free sex society of, you know, in the 70s where we just free love, everybody loves everybody else. Well, the fact is it's not free. It has a cost and it's not love. It's actually lust. And so we really have to help our students, children. And this starts, again, at a very early age of helping them with some delayed gratification, helping them wait for things they really want, helping them to understand what's wants and needs and what do you have to have now and why. And sometimes it's just to appease an emotional wound or a need that we have that really has nothing to do with sex. We don't have a feeling of worth or value in anybody's life. We don't feel like anybody listens to us. And so sex sometimes is a cheap solution.
Yeah. Yeah. So it goes way beyond you saying, well, is my son or daughter ready to raise a child? Are they ready to, do they have the money? Yeah, those are all questions that we need to ask. But are they emotionally ready to handle what is getting ready to rock them?
Yeah.
Okay. And again, we know that the quick, easy answer to that is no, but we don't respond in a parenting fashion that reinforces that.
So what we want to do is we want to give you five tangible things that we can do to equip and protect our children from the emotional trauma in this over-sexualized culture that we're living in today. Because the reality is we are living in a society that says that you can pick any gender you want.
Right.
You can sleep with and love anyone you want, and you can do whatever you want. That's okay. If it's good for you, if it feels good to you, then do it. And we're just saying that has such an emotional impact, negative impact on our children and adults for that matter. But as parents, you have an opportunity to really shape that for your children. So what's the first step, hon, in that?
So the very first thing is you're listening to the show. And the thing that we're actually kind of calling out is we're allowing other entities to basically get a message out to our kids. So the very first thing, write this down, be intentional about what you believe and why you believe it. So stop just making the assumptions that everybody's doing it. And so for
us, or that everybody knows what you believe.
Yeah, yeah. So for us, all right, we had to come to that realization and continue to now try to have to practice it because we get desensitized like everybody else out there, all right? But the idea that, you know what, we are going to align our parenting with God's word. Why? Because it's tested and it's true, okay? And that's the why that we had to come through and answer for ourselves. But the idea here is that we had to be intentional versus just allowing whatever they see or walk around, you know, through school, YouTube, social media, whatever they are exposed to, that becomes their answer. So be intentional.
Yeah. And so we believe building off of this, and we had to unite and come up with a plan. And so there were some specific things that we did in our home. Again, we have five children ranging from 31 to 14. So we've gone through the parenting thing with these teenagers five times. And so there were some rules in our house. For instance, you're not going to date till you're 16. Okay. You're not going to go out alone with somebody of the opposite sex, 16. And we really didn't even encourage boyfriend, girlfriend, or boy girl parties, okay, until they're in high school. And really, that was very limited. And we also have this rule that we don't allow someone of the opposite sex to come in our house when we're not home.
Yeah.
So the boyfriend, girlfriend, even if you are in high school and we're out to dinner or we're, you know, at work, you're not allowed to have that boyfriend or girlfriend in our home because we just know their temptation is great when the parents aren't around.
Yeah. Can I just say with that you don't wait until they're 16 to say, oh, by the way, you're not dating now. Until, you know,
in case you were wondering,
you start these kind of talks very early. The earlier you practice things, it's like you don't take a kid and put him in the World Series of baseball that's never played a game and say, now you're going to learn to hit a ball. That's just totally stupid. All right. But we do that in parenting all the time. We just sort of, our kids find ourselves in the middle of very difficult situations when we could have gone back when they were three, four, five, six, seven. So that's why this is not just just a show for teenagers and parenting. This is really like, okay, what are we talking about in our home? Yeah. So our kids all knew when they were starting to even talk about people, girls and boys from the other side, the idea of they were 8 years old. And we're like, well, you know, when you're 16, when you're 16. And guys, the reason is not so that mommy and daddy can have a rule. The reason is because we have a little wisdom, and that means there's a lot of emotions and responsibility involved in a relationship. Yep. And even 16 does not mean a yes or no. It's no different than driver's license. Mm. Just because the basic is 16, you get your license. No, we're going to make sure that you're mature enough and emotionally stable enough to handle the car.
Right. And that's the same with the phone, which is kind of connected here, because if emotionally your child is using the phone in a very unhealthy way and they are hiding, maybe they change their password or they're sneaking apps that you don't approve of, and they're sending inappropriate pictures, let's say, to a guy or a girl, then that is a sign your child is not ready to date, is not ready to have a phone. And so those are rules of ours too, that one, the phone is ours. Two, we can look at it anytime we want. And three, if we catch you with anything inappropriate being shared or shared to you, the phone disappears, you know, it's gone. And so, or those apps disappear. And so we want to make sure that our kids early on know this is a non-negotiable. These are our rules, and this is why.
Yeah. You are the judge of their maturity or lack of. And so you do not allow that to be in their hands. They're not equipped to do that. Can I just say one thing about being united? As soon as you're divided, your kids smell it a mile away. It's, it's blood in the water. Okay. Yeah. And so they are sharks that can detect that. So that's why it is so important that you're intentional. And you are united because these kids are going to not necessarily agree with or understand what you're getting ready to walk them through. So now, be solid.
Okay, so I deal with all the moms that come in alone or the teenagers. And can I just tell you, moms, we're bad at this. So like, let's say your daughter comes to you and she's sexually active and you think she should be on birth control, but your husband doesn't agree. And so they literally go behind the husband's back, the dad's back, and take the child to get birth control, and they'll literally say, have this little secret, and they'll say, don't tell dad. And oh my gosh, can I just tell you, that undermines your marriage, that undermines your authority as a parent, that undermines your relationship. You may be your child's best friend, but you're not being the parent God has called you to be. So please, I cannot emphasize that enough. I've seen that so much over the years, and I'm sickened by it every time it happens.
Yeah, that's powerful stuff there. Okay, so step three. Step three is being intentional about teaching your kids about delayed gratification, all right, and natural consequences, okay?
Yeah.
Now, the idea here is the delayed gratification, like I need to teach them about the natural consequences of things. And I need to spend a second about natural consequences, because I think that's a term, especially in schools, that gets thrown around. Oh, well, you're going to get natural consequences. So I need you to actually understand, and this is, again, why Lynn and I have worked hard to try to understand God's nature, because God's nature, does God's Bible, all right, is not just a bunch of rules. Now, it turned into a bunch of rules, and that's why Jesus had to come in, right? The people got crazy, and they just started making over 600 different rules, okay? But his intended nature is to be a certain way.
And it's for not our good.
For our good, for our protection, for the protection of nature and the procreation of nature. And so when we go outside of God's nature, in other words, we mock it, we run, and the reason why I would do that is because I know better than God, right? Like I said, and I put myself
on the
throne. I
want this now.
Yeah. And that immediate gratification, okay? And so the next thing you know, I butt up against it. And you know, God is, because he's permissive in the sense of giving us choice, he just sits back and goes, oh, this is not going to end well, okay? And so letting your kids early understand, you know, there are natural consequences when you go against the way of God, okay? And hon, this is where we try to save our kids from natural consequences. And I think early on, it is extremely important for you. This is part of the discipline discussion that you have, but the idea that, you know, if you're going against how you are intended or what the teachers asked you to do or how we are operating this home, there will be things that happen to you. And this is not a threat. You need to know the cause and effect.
Yeah, so let me just name a couple of these that I see. And I would say it's especially hard for girls because we are emotional beings. And so we want emotional connection. And so when it's just about sex and the guy gets what he wants and the girls don't get what they want, then they come into natural consequences like anxiety and depression, where they literally feel like they've been used.
Yep.
Okay. They feel a low self-worth, self-esteem. Okay. They turn to cutting because it's something they can control because this guy dumped them or he has another girlfriend now. Purging, eating disorders is another one. Addictions where we literally will start drinking or start using drugs because it numbs the pain of that broken heart. We've got abuse where we will be physically molested and sexually assaulted. And we keep coming after back to it because we feel like they love me. And so we turn into come into abusive relationships. Or on the other hand, the guy becomes abusive to other girls because that's how he gets what he wants. And so there's so many natural consequences from premarital sex and sex early on in our teens that, please, we are just here to say, whether you believe in Jesus or not, whether you believe in God's word or not, these are some of the devastating consequences of early sexual activity.
Yeah. Step four. All right. So step four, we're going to use the word temptation because I think everybody gets that idea. But the idea of teaching your kids about temptation. And so another way to really describe that, if you're not a Christian, okay, the idea that your flesh is constantly screaming what it wants, okay, your flesh is. And so whether I want to eat more junk food, whether I want to stay up late and watch some stupid movie, whether I want to not study for a test, I'm in the moment trying to just satisfy my flesh. And we in the Christian world would refer to that as temptation, okay? This is the work of Satan, we say, okay? And so the idea that whether you associate it to Satan or just this is how humans are, the idea of teaching your kids that this is a very, very real thing. And it is something that we have to develop a discipline, a self-discipline for, right? And by doing that, we can help our kids not be shocked when all of a sudden they're, especially I see teenage boys and they start to fantasize about girls and then they start to have those orgasms and things and they just are like blown away, like, wow, okay, this is pretty cool. We've got to give them the tools to begin to manage it because the emotional repercussions, are they ready for those?
Yes. Yeah. You know, Proverbs 4:23 says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. And man, I love that whole Proverbs 4. It actually is talking about getting wisdom at any cost. And it's all about mothers and fathers teaching their children wisdom. Read it. Proverbs 4. It's amazing. Yep. And that one verse I hang on to because, you know, going back to the yard, hon, when we look at our heart as a yard, we have to put a fence around our yard, not high walls. I'm not saying you lock, push everybody away and you keep them out. I'm talking about fences where you have a boundary line of what's healthy and what's not, and you only let healthy people in your yard. And that's where we've got to help teach our kids at an early age that there's unhealthy people out there.
Right.
Who are going to tempt us to go drinking with them, to go have sex with them, to sneak out of the house with them. And what are we going to do? How are we going to teach our children to fight back on those temptations?
And here's the scary part, hon. Yes, there are other people on the outside, your own flesh will tempt you. It is within you, okay? And that is the Satan within us, so to speak. And so to not dismiss this, the old idea that somebody made me do this is just not very acceptable. We have to recognize, oh, wow, these are things of my flesh that are screaming out. So now how do I manage them? And so I think it's extremely important that we teach our kids that this is a battle that all of us are in, okay? And so when they start to date and they start to see that being in relationship with somebody else is fun and comfortable and enjoyable, that we start to teach them, okay, like, listen, I get it completely, all right? Yeah. And I'm not saying no. What I'm saying is let's be aware.
Yeah. So step four was teach them about temptation and the fact that it, you know, prepare them that it's going to come. And then the fifth one is to teach them those healthy boundaries, to help them understand that even if dad or I aren't here and would never know that you went home with your boyfriend, that you would not want to do that because you know it would help just that temptation and crossing that line. And so whether or not I do look at your phone, that you're not going to send those pictures or those images because you know that that's a boundary that you've created for healthy relationships. And so we've got to teach our children that. We've got to model that. That's why you and I don't go have dinner with somebody of the opposite sex or dine alone or drive with people of the opposite sex or entertain those emotional relationships, because we want to teach our kids this isn't healthy. It's a slippery slope.
Yeah. And so, you know, some of those boundaries, especially with our teenagers, the idea of teaching them, because the world's not going to teach us, they're going to actually counter it. You know, the idea that I know you had a lot of conversation with our teenage daughter about a purity ring. This is not a guilty ring. This is not a, you know, this idea that if you were to have sex, you're going to burn in hell. No, we don't use it that way. What we use is, okay, this is a protection of your heart ring. This is a commitment to protect your heart, all right? So that they can grow and understand what's involved. And we don't just, like, you know, beat them with the negative. If you do this, it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad. What we do is we want you to be prepared. We want you to know what you're giving of that person. So these are some of these boundaries that, that can be done in such a healthy way that, you know, your kids will buy into this if they don't look at it like you're trying to keep them from something.
Yeah, that's funny that you mentioned purity ring. I didn't even think about it, because there's a lot of criticism now with the purity rings about guilting our family, our children. And then what happens when they, our daughter asked for one. She wanted a physical reminder of the spiritual decision that she made to keep herself pure. Okay. And so again, if she struggles and she is falls into temptation, we'll have that conversation. But I'm not going to guilt her into feeling shame, like she can't come around. Or I'm just saying that her early decision was that this is the benchmark, and she's going to fight to hold on to that. And so I'm so proud of her for that. And so we've had a lot of conversations about purity and how to keep that yourself far from those temptations that are out there.
Yeah. That whole thing went south because people basically took it into the guilt and shame thing, when instead it is much more about the emotional readiness.
No different than my wedding ring.
Yeah.
My wedding ring is a physical sign of the commitment I made to you. And so the purity ring is a physical sign of the commitment she made to God. And, you know, so here's some other things, hon, that I think are emotionally devastating for our children when sex is brought into the picture way too early. And that is obviously unwanted pregnancies. You and I both work and volunteer at pregnancy centers in our local area. And there's a lot of children, children having children. And so now there's a generational impact by children not ready to be a parent. And so as parents, we've got to really help our children understand that there are natural consequences from decisions of premarital sex.
Yeah. And can I just say something on that? Like, maybe you were a parent who had premarital sex. Maybe you didn't do it all just the right way, so to speak. Okay, if you are having this awareness now of the implications, all right, listen, don't be beating yourself up. Well, I did it, so I guess I can't say no to them. No, you're still in the position of a parent to protect your kids, okay? And maybe your parents didn't quite understand that at all, which is totally fine. Nobody knows everything all the time, right? But now if you have that awakening, that awareness, it's like, no, you owe it to your kids to say, hey, here's what happened. Here's what I wish I would have known. Here's what I want you to know, because I didn't know it, right? Like we always talk about, I want my kids' life to be better than mine. Well, this is the gift that you can give them.
Yes, yes. So let's say unwanted pregnancy, you decide the answer is abortion. So we're just going to take care of it, as some parents say, or the boyfriend says, or the girlfriend says. And so we're just saying it's not as simple as just taking care of it. That the emotional toll, and we've had this, the guilt and the shame walking in our doors, just really the trauma of feeling like they destroyed something that they had created, and that it's so against God's nature that it does. It's no joke. We see it walk in our office all the time. So please, as a parent, don't think that's the answer that you're just going to push off on your child if there is a pregnancy as a result of sexual activity.
You know, hon, I think the abortion one is something that it is not uncommon for a teenage girl or whatever to have an abortion. And in the moment, she can think that it was the right thing to do.
Relief. Yeah.
But we see, and this is a very interesting study, okay, that if you actually go out into their 30s, 40s, and 50s and beyond, that the emotional hurt grows as they became more and more aware of actually what was going on. And so we have women that come in to us who are in their 30s, 40s, and 50s and beyond, and they're still wrestling with the choice that they made. And the sorry thing about it was this was a teenage girl that was making this choice because she had no understanding of the emotional devastation that she was going to be going through. And so, you know, that's abortion is one of those topics that it does, in their mind, seem to fix the problem, but emotionally, man, it comes back to haunt them for
the
years.
Deep, dark secret that they've never told anybody. I've had more than one client say, "You're the only person I've ever told." Decades later. And it's just, it's literally like they're confined in this cage they can't get out of. So abortion is another one. Pornography, honey, is one that I think the teenagers watching porn thinks, and parents think, oh, it's not hurting anyone. And can I just tell you, I've had clients who have physically, emotionally, relationally felt almost like disconnected and numb in relationships because porn had literally deadened their nerves and their ability to connect. And that was with males and females. And I've been working with females where that's the case. And they're like, what's wrong with me? It's because they have literally turned sex into an object to get instead of a relationship to have together.
Yeah. It's not just like giving your body away. It's trashing your body. It's trashing your body for that immediate pleasure. And so we do see the physical cost, but then we see the emotional emptiness.
Yes.
And then how that trickles into the actual relationship. If there's a marriage or we're dating and we start to get distant because that person that we're in relationship with just can't compare. Right. And so it really starts to trickle into a lot of different areas.
I don't have the statistic in front of me, but there's a very direct correlation between abusive men and their pornography use.
Yeah.
Because it's almost like they've got this fix they got to get, and it's whatever at whatever cost. And even if a woman says no, then that's not enough. And so that's a very ugly situation.
Yeah. Yeah. How about this? How about the damage that can be done from premarital sex, the emotional damage? And so I think let's go back to the very first part of the discussion when I talked about that 8, 9, 10-year-old girl who's in, you know, elementary school, and she gets upset because she finally had her BFF,
break her heart,
and now they've somehow become little enemies, and they've got their first experience of the brokenness. Okay, when you get to the point where you are that teenager and even adult, and you've given yourself, maybe you've already given yourself to somebody, and it's like, well, there's no turning back now. Okay,
a lot of girls think that.
Yeah, the idea that you now give yourself at that deeper level. Let's just be honest. In the male brain, it goes extremely physical, okay? And he is not nearly, I'm going to generalize, not all men, but so many of us men, it's a physical deal. It's not a big deal. You didn't give me anything more than sex, okay? To our ladies, no, I gave you a whole lot more than sex.
Yeah.
I gave you my heart.
Yep.
So now I would expect you to take care of me.
Yeah.
Right. And so that's the deepest inner core that's now been given away to somebody who either just doesn't get it, they're immature, they don't get it, or they don't understand the emotional attachment to it that the lady has to it. And so now we have, how many times do we run into relationships? We're doing premarital work and we find out that they have been sexually active for the longest time.
Oh, yeah.
And then we find out that they're almost trapped in the relationship.
Yeah.
they've gone in so deep that they we do the prepare assessment, and it comes back and it says they are, what's the term, when they're just a mess.
I lost the word. Yeah,
but basically they're dysfunctional. They're not working, and we're going, oh my gosh, these guys are not aligned in anything. You go, well, what keeps you together? But one area that it measures is sex, and that area will be high.
Yeah.
But communication, conflict resolution, all these other places will be down in the gutter. And you're like, oh, wow, okay.
The emotional consequences of broken and unhealthy relationships is devastating. And then you tie on their cohabitation.
Yeah, it just deepens.
The answer the world has is give it a try. You know, try out that model and see how it works. And so you buy a house together. You get a dog together, you put your finances together, you buy a car together. And so you talk about, you know, trying to break it up if it doesn't work out. I mean, they're so tangled with mess that they're like, they can't even sort it out. So they're like, okay, well, I guess we'll get married. You know, they have three kids together and they think, well, might as well. And it's so unhealthy and so dysfunctional. And we're making decisions out of just convenience or, you know, apathy instead of really what's the healthiest for us emotionally, spiritually, relationally. So, gosh, it's awful.
Yeah. Bottom line, guys, this is a parenting issue. And if we truly want to help our kids, if we want to help them do well and better in life, okay, we as parents need to help our kids understand this emotional hurt or susceptibility, I might want to call it, that our kids are going to be experiencing it. And the idea here is, I can't expect them to get it.
Yeah.
All right. Like when they're 15, 16, 17, even 20 years old, I can't expect them to understand what you and I at our age now know as fact, because we walk through it every day.
Yeah.
So I, as a parent, I have to teach in a loving way, but I also have to say, no, I'm telling you, this is God's nature for a reason, not because God was rule happy and just wanted to hang another rule up on the wall.
So while we're talking about God's nature, super quick, and we've talked about this in other shows, but the whole gender confusion is another facet of this that goes against God's nature.
Yep.
But when we are emotionally just hungry for BFFs and love and acceptance, a lot, especially our girls, right now there's an epidemic. There is a social contagion going on for our girls who don't feel like they fit in. They don't. Yep. They're looking on their phone and they're like, "This doesn't look like me," or "I don't have the friends that are on there." And so I'll go out and I'll find somebody. And it sometimes is other kids who are searching and wondering and questioning. And so they find themselves and they let each other in their yard and they just believe all of the lies that these girls or the world is telling us. They can find it on YouTube. And so we've just created this culture. And us as parents have not helped to guard their yard, have not helped to equip them for the temptations and the healthy boundaries that we've got to help our kids put into place early.
Yeah. All right. So as we close up, our challenge is for you as parents that are listening to this to be extremely intentional about giving this some thought. All right. This is the area that it is a parenting issue. And so that means you as a parent need to think, how are we addressing these things in our home? How are we preparing our kids? Okay, I've shared the silly example before, but you know, the old kiddo that I had at the elementary school that came in because his sisters bought a shirt for him that said, "Tough guys wear pink." And then he came to school and his buddies made fun of him and he was devastated. Yeah. And his mom had to come and pick him up because he couldn't even function through school. And I got mad at the mom because I'm like, so you let your kid wear this and he wasn't prepared to know what he was going to run into. And again, this, obviously that's a silly little example, but it really is what we're talking about. Like before I let my son or daughter just freely go out, it doesn't mean they're not going to go do it. What I'm saying is I need to prepare them and say, this is what you could be walking into. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to say, are you ready?
Yeah. Before they have a phone, before they go on a date, before they go to a dance, before they spend the night at a friend's, like all of those different milestones. Is your child ready emotionally, physically, spiritually, relationally, ready to handle what could happen? Because right now our kids are not prepared and they've been left unprotected and the enemy is having a field day with our children's hearts.
Yeah. Ooh, powerful stuff. Mm. All right. So this wasn't the type of sex conversation I thought you were originally talking about. This was a lot more serious.
We could be here all day.
Yeah. So hopefully you find this to be powerful, but useful information. We're talking to you from the experience of what we work with every day. And so we're not trying to scare anybody. We're just saying, hey, you know, we have some real hands-on things that we can do to help our kids. So you do it in so many other areas. How about in this emotional stability area?
Yeah.
So we want to thank Maxwell Construction and Casey's Outdoor Solutions for sponsoring the Rock Solid Radio Show. Again, if you have any questions or challenges in this area or any other area, please feel free to reach out to us. Again, our office number is 812-576-7625. This is what we do, and we do it because we value families and marriages, and we know that is the thing that's going to build the future, our next generation. So we take it pretty seriously.
Can I just tell you, as a parent, a next step would be to make sure you share this show with your spouse. And if you're divorced, please share it with the parent of your child so that you guys can together come up with a plan. And if you have friends with teenagers, please share the show with them. The more you can get on your team and working together to create these healthy families, the better.
All right. So thanks for listening to Rock Solid Radio, building a stronger community, one family at a time. Make it a great day. Rock Solid Radio wants to thank Casey's Outdoor Solutions. Casey's is a premier garden center and gift shop located in Lawrenceburg, Indiana. They offer a wide selection of high-quality plants, landscaping materials, and home decor. They do amazing high-quality work and can help you transform your indoor and outdoor living spaces into something beautiful. So stop by Casey's Outdoor Solutions today and let them know you appreciate their support for Rock Solid Radio. Visit Casey's today at 21481 State Line Road, Lawrenceburg, Indiana.